This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With a big announcement about cutting the price for insulin. It's a shocker how much they're talking about. And then in the meantime, the Supreme Court deciding student loan debt. There is a doubt over whether or not that will, in fact, be a decision that many of the students who are out in front of the Supreme Court with signs saying cancel student debt will be happy with the ultimate decision. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. It is not snowing where I live. It's not snowing. But we do have a weird phenomenon happening in my neighborhood. It is always about the weather or the conditions around you, right? It's called red tide. And so red tide is this weird thing that has happened in the last couple of years, where you have this algae, this toxic algae that makes its way into the waters in the Gulf or in other areas, and it causes problems breathing. You sometimes will be on the beach and you'll see dead fish, and mostly it goes to the south in Sarasota and some of those areas with these blooms. But it's like Anna Maria Island is a place that gets hit, it seems, with it. And a bloom is considered 100,000 red tide-forming cells for every 1 liter of water. So what that means is all the people that have come to Florida from Minnesota and Michigan and Ontario and Arkansas and places all over, because that's just a... it's just a sea of different license plates who are taking vacations or coming down as snowbirds are probably disappointed. But usually that bloom goes away sometimes within a couple of days or a week or whatever. So for everybody who's jealous about the warmer weather, don't be, because there are other things happening in the South and in Florida that are being dealt with, and that's a prime example of it. Meanwhile, in California, they're still talking about the snow, and the snow has affected a lot of people. San Bernardino was a place where normally you wouldn't be talking about snow, but we have listeners there, and I actually was sent a few of those photos, and it was, I have to say, it was pretty wild as somebody who lived in California to see some of these areas that got the dusting of the snow, but the cooler temperatures. Yosemite National Park had to close indefinitely because they're buried in 15 feet of snow. I mean, they're working like the Dickens. There's an old one to trot out for you, too cliche, to try to get it open, but there's so much snow. I mean, you can't have people that are trying to drive through that. It's so many of the areas are just not passable. So I think there's some people that are disappointed thinking that they were going to be able to get in there, slide in there maybe before the weekend, and maybe they still will be able to open in the next couple of days, but they couldn't open it as soon as they had hoped they would be able to do that, which was on Thursday, because there's just too much snow, too much of it to make it safe for anyone. And imagine how big that is and how many areas you would have to clear. Eli Lilly, wow. What are they reducing the price of insulin to? $35 a month. What patients pay out of their own pockets for the company's insulin. I mean, they did have this kind of policy in place, but lots of people that are diabetic, you know, these diabetes patients, they couldn't afford what just kept getting higher and higher, the prices of these injections. So the announcement is at an interesting time. There's been a lot of pressure on drug companies to rein in this huge profiteering on the backs of people who can barely afford the price of the drugs. So now the price has gone considerably down, where people in some cases were paying hundreds of dollars a month. Now it's capped again, 35 out of pocket payments. And so how many people does that hit? I think there'd be a big chunk of people. You got 30 million Americans who have diabetes. More than 7 million of them rely on insulin. And if they don't get insulin, they can die. Or else they can have an amputation or even kidney failure. So, and there's no guarantee even with insulin what will happen to them. So this is a huge news for so many people who were feeling that pressure on what the prices were. You know, they had generics, et cetera, to try to reduce the price. So this is a good thing, good news for some people in having to get these insulin shots. But then is there going to be some kind of regulation to make sure that the company doesn't change its mind eventually and raise the price? You know, insulin is cheaper in other countries because governments negotiate prices directly with drug manufacturers. But in the United States, it's a much, much different story. So this is a life-saving product. And it's sensitive, and it has been sensitive ever since it came about, because there are just people that absolutely rely on this, and like I said, that's big news. That might be the biggest conversation on the day. That and what the Supreme Court is going to do as far as the student loan debt is concerned. When you look at the average, so I'm just saying the average student loan relief average. When you've got people that are paying an average to go to school of $42,000 plus and then having to pay back over $300,000, that was part of the reason that the president wanted to cancel up to $20,000 in student debt for federal borrowers making under $125,000 a year. But there was pushback from Republicans, definitely, and some Democrats, too, by the way, and a lot of lawsuits to try and block it. So this is a big ruling, and it will impact the lives of millions of student loan borrowers, including the 20 million that the White House is saying would have their balances completely wiped out. So some students were probably thinking, oh, you know, I get out, I've got a law degree, I have this degree, I have that degree, and I'm not going to be buried in this debt, because they're thinking, they're crossing their fingers that this is going to go through. And, of course, we know the price of college has gone astronomical since decades ago. It's a much different situation than it used to be. But the oral arguments have been heard, and just based on some of the comments, it's not necessarily looking good that the court is going to rule in favor of wiping out that student debt. And you have to wait and see until it actually happens. But if you read the tea leaves and read some of the comments, you know, and it's funny because now, and this is data you can find, but for
get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
America Tonight in our author's corner, Kavika Miles joins us. He's the author of a book called Saga of the Nine Origins. And it's so interesting when you think futuristically, when you think global government, that's a hint. I'm going to let him take us down the trail of how this was all created. But very interesting to see what he's created here in, again, the Saga of the Nine. So thank you for coming on, Kavika.
Thank you. I very appreciate this opportunity.
So let's talk about how this was created. How did you get the motivation to write this? How did you create this?
So it started about, it's been 10 years in the making, more or less. I had the idea when I was listening to one of my favorite bands. They came out with a new album called War, and it just kind of inspired it from there. And it was originally going to be like a rock opera, but it just slowly changed, and as I grew and I served in the military and just kind of got perspective from the world, it's just the story kind of changed to that kind of like global government, as you were saying, and just what that would look like as a dystopian future.
So from rock opera to book, tell us about this future that you've created in the book.
Yeah, so I've always loved how Christopher Nolan has told stories with, like, Prestige, the Dark Knight trilogy, and he just bounces back and forth, jumping between times. And so I wanted to kind of take that approach here and like, create a war across time. And kind of in the year 2036, that's the earliest date that this book takes place in. And that's kind of when you start to see the nine, the saga of the nine. That's when you see the nine start to create, like, come to power. And it's how they come to power. So that's in 2036. And then we jump even further in the future, into this unknown dystopian future, and following another character named Jax. And you just kind of see how the nine are holding on to that power. And so in 2036, you see how Micah failed his country in stopping the nine becoming coming to power, and then in the future, it's just that ever looming question that all dystopians take: will the character save the country, save the people from tyranny, and will he change the country for the better.
So tell us about Jax. What's Jax like?
Jax is just kind of, he's a lowly mill worker, just kind of this blue-collar worker that just is just going through the motions. Like, he's in the masses. He's in the 9-to-5, so to speak. And he kind of just gets forced into this war against his own will just by turning a fate with what happens to some of his friends and family. And he ends up just taking that mindless 9-to-5 behavior and just transforming it into this revolutionary individual.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you talked about Christopher Nolan and liking his filmmaking, which I agree with you. And if you like that and then you use that and you morph that into something different in your book and your experiences shaping this, what was the best part about creating this world for you, creating this book?
I think the best part was just kind of taking an alternative look. Maybe not an alternative look, just a different perspective on what the country would look like in the future, and really taking, like, so if we take a moment in our current history and just slightly change it, kind of creating that butterfly effect, what that will look like in the future, and then just bouncing around the timelines within that alternative future or alternative history, so to speak.
Yeah. What do you hope people walk away with when they read your book?
Ultimately, like, I know dystopians, they always have this warning against, like, what the world could look like. Hey, these are just kind of speculative fictions. But ultimately, I just want people to be entertained. I think it's a fun, epic story that I'm trying to create. And, yeah, I just want people to be entertained, more or less.
Perfect. That's a good reason to write a book, so that people get lost in your world and they are entertained. So what's next for you, Kavika, and Saga of the Nine?
So, yeah, Saga of the Nine is what's next is, as the title entails, it's a saga. So I'm thinking it's going to be 4 books. And so I'm currently writing book 2. It could be more than 4, could be just 3. That's a trilogy, though, so I'm like kind of stuck on the 4 or more thing, I feel. But I'm currently writing book 2. Hopefully it won't take 10 years to write, but that's where I'm currently at. And yeah.
So when you write these books, I'm curious, because a lot of times people will pass things on to friends and others to kind of get their take on it. Did you do that?
I did that, kind of. I had a lot of friends that were really supportive, but then they just want to get back to me and just they have their own lives. I didn't want to pressure into anything. So I just really found a good editor and the one that I trusted, and we went back and forth with that. And then I did get some beta readers eventually, but for the most part, I found that good editor that I really trusted and collaborated with her on a number of different things. And so, and that took probably 6, 7, 8 different back and forths.
Yeah, to get it right. So, you know, you mentioned in the beginning how it took the 10 years, and you talked about the military service and whatnot. Did you ever think that you would end up creating this, coming up with this idea, putting it out there, then being in the middle of a second book and creating who knows how many in the end, 4 books or even more?
Yeah, I just have a crazy imagination that just does its own thing. So I never really thought, I wrote this a while ago as kind of like a rock opera, then turned into a book, and I was like, movie, screenplay. And so it was just kind of simmering for a long time. I never thought I would have the time to do it. But then at some point, I think it was like 2 years ago, I realized, you know, you got to make the time and carve it out within your schedule if you really want it to get done. And I started writing it, rewriting it. And that's when I was like, oh, this could be really good. I'm going to change some things up and kind of retake that approach. And once I made that decision, it was just kind of go for it.
Yeah, you had the green light. All right, so entertaining for sure. Kavika Miles, Saga of the Nine Origins. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. continued success and good luck on the series of books.
Thank you so much, Kate.
All right, so it's interesting, you know, his mind and imagination and talking about a novel. I'm actually working on a novel right now. It's one that I've been working on for 10 years. So I know what that's like. Even though I've published 5 books now, this would be the first novel. And I have, you know, gone to friends and had them read things. And then they get excited and they'll say, oh, what about adding this? What about adding that? And so it's kind of fun to do for sure. And I've mentioned this before, but I'm on a hard deadline for Invade the Man Cave. So that's being updated. There was a lot of people that were interested in Man Cave, which, of course, is all these sports stories that you really can't find in any book. That's why I wrote that, because I would just see these, frankly, boring encyclopedias that were great for stats, and I have them, like the ESPN Bible, basically, of every stat you can imagine, but they didn't have a lot of stories in them, so that's why I did Man Cave originally, and of course we have a Man Cave segment on this show, so I'm very, very excited about that, and I sent some stuff out to some friends, and one of them said, oh, if Tom Brady becomes a comedian, are you going to put that in there? No. We can talk about all the other stuff because I just don't see him really taking off as a comedian, just saying. Hey, coming up on the show, a couple of other authors that we're going to introduce you to, including Claudette Betty, her book, Healing from Personal Trauma. Wait till you hear her story and what's happened and how her life has changed and why she wants to help so many people. And sometimes we'll just flat out give her book out. And then speaking of helping, Rakshan Syed joins us as well, and her book is Embolden Women, Unapologetically Me, and her book is about influencing and inspiring women and girls, especially to break the barrier of whatever societal norms dictate, and even though the goal line has been moved, there still is so much out there that you have obstacles. How do you have those conversations? How do you move up the ladder? And the focus of the book is really to encourage women to value their skills and their voice while building their future, because that's absolutely what she did. So you don't want to miss that conversation. I think it's very powerful, too, as well. In fact, both of them have powerful, interesting stories, and both have that heart of wanting to share. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Unsure what the balance held, I touched my belt.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's preparing for an upcoming visit with the President of China. This comes as top U.S. officials have warned Beijing against providing lethal aid to the Kremlin in its war against Ukraine. Russian media reports the Chinese president will be visiting Moscow to view a new metro line partly constructed by a Chinese company. The Chinese government has denied it's considering sending military aid to Russia. It's not clear when the two leaders will meet. President Biden believes the future is strong for Democrats. While speaking in Baltimore on Wednesday, Biden said Democrats are finally seeing the fruits of infrastructure package, gun reform laws, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Chips and Science Act. He wanted to credit the drug maker Eli Lilly for announcing it would cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month, garnering lots of applause. The president also called out several GOP Republicans. Julio Flores, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So important here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm so pleased to welcome to the show. She's in our virtual green room, Claudette Betty. The book is called Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings. And she understands about this. She was in the middle of this. She talks about identifying traumas and how important that is and helping people identifying them and what a big, big, big difference that is. She worked in the psych arena and now in detox. And like I said, she certainly knows what she's talking about. Claudette, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me the road to writing this book. What was the motivation? Why'd you write it?
I wrote it because I noticed a difference. I was like 15 years in therapy. And after about 10 years of being in therapy, I noticed a difference in my behavior, my thinking, and my emotions. And I said, wow, you know, I think I'm starting to heal here. It's like I wrote an article about healing from traumatic child issues to become a different person, a healed person. And that, you know, really affected me. And I said, sure, I got to share that with people and let them know that they don't have to live in that traumatic state the rest of their life, that they can heal, but it takes a lot of work. And it was for me. And I have become a different person, you know, a transformed person.
Yeah, which is wonderful. And as you said, it takes a lot of work. You and I talked off the air, and you told me it's like a ton of bricks were lifted from you, and what a difference. You knew what it was. So, you know, in the title of your book, you say New Beginnings. So tell us more about the book and what people will learn.
Well, you know, they will learn basically where I work. I mean, I do a lot of admissions. And what I discovered was that a lot of these clients that I admitted didn't even realize they had been traumatized, because it was like a normal thing. They came from a dysfunctional family, and they just figured everybody was like that. And I did, too. I hung around with all people that had a mental illness, or, you know, parents were alcoholics and that, because it was familiar to me. And I'd like to get people to understand what traumatic events, how it affects the body, mind, emotions, and ultimately one's behavior. So I wanted to share what I learned and how I changed to become a transformed woman from a traumatic child.
So you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, of course. Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings. We're speaking with Claudette Betty. Give us a little bit about, share with us, if you would, a little bit of how do you make that change. And, of course, people have to get the book, and they'll be able to go deeper. But give us a few tools or what works.
Well, number one is counseling. Yeah. That's the big thing, you know. But they learn the skills, you know, as you know, basically as a registered nurse and working in the medical field. I mean, I'm a holistic nurse, so I share alternative methods of healing. I'm a Reiki master and a shaman, so I share that, and I explain how I heal the different stages. Basically, what I needed to do, and was very hard, was to change. Because when you grow up in a dysfunctional home, you're getting dysfunctional negative thoughts, irrational beliefs, and, you know, it affects your emotions and your behavior. So I had to change. It took a long time for me to change my negative thoughts and my irrational beliefs. There are 12 irrational beliefs, and I had every one of them.
Wow.
So I have to change that, and it takes time. You know what? When I started to change my behaviors and my thinking, I felt like I was going to jump. I was jumping off a cliff, and I didn't know if I would land in the water or on rocks. That's how fearful it was, because the skills that I learned to survive worked for me. And I was scared. I mean, if I give up these, you know, survival skills, I mean, what's going to happen to me? How am I going to live? So that was the hardest part, really, for me, changing my thoughts and my beliefs, because of the fear of not being able to survive. I guess that's the best way to explain it.
Boy, you know, you think about irrational beliefs, and I guarantee there's so many people, they think it's their fault, they're not good enough. There's just so many things, I believe you're so right on that people carry around in their head, and it becomes, as you said, it's your armor. It becomes part of your armor. So it's got to be very hard to shed that, right?
Yeah, my therapist told me that I had Academy Award survival skills. She didn't know how the hell I came up with those.
But you had them, right? Yes.
I mean, basically, I could dissociate whenever I felt any kind of emotional pain. I could just go away. And it took a long time for me not to do that. Scary.
Oh, I bet. And, you know, disassociation, I think that's way more common than people realize.
Yeah. Yeah, they do it unbeknownst to them, you know?
Yeah, unconsciously, yeah, it just happens. Like, okay, I'm not dealing, I'm just disassociating, and the other people they're dealing with have no idea.
No.
Wow.
And I mean,
powerful.
There are so many of my clients that have been sexually abused, you know, just going through traumas and don't, they use drugs because they don't know any other way. So I tell you, I give my book away to the clients that come in that are motivated. Only if they're motivated, I'll give them the book. And they come up and they say they can't believe I went through that. And I look as well, because I'm 86. And everybody says I look 60. But that's because I got rid of my garbage can, you know?
Right. Right. You got to take out the garbage. I love that analogy. Yeah. So when people, and you're saying it really throughout this, when people read your book, Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings, what do you hope they take away?
I hope that they take away some coping skills that will help them to heal and to not use drugs and alcohol and all this stuff that they take to numb. Basically, you're all trying to numb their emotions and their feelings. So they'll use the drug and alcohol because they don't know any other way. So that's basically what I want to share with them. There is an alternative way to deal with emotions and to change your behavior. Basically, the big thing is changing the behavior because it's so common. And it doesn't, a lot of it is just not effective, you know? So they start with changing negative thoughts, changing irrational beliefs, their emotions. They'll be able to handle the emotions with better coping skills, and then they'll change your behavior. So it's just a matter of making all those changes. And it takes a long time.
But you said it at the top of this, after you did that, what was life like for you?
Oh, God. I got remarried to a wonderful man. I have a really good marriage. I'm a better educator. I'm a better counselor, you know, because I experience all these things. So I can share some skills with my clients, with people, you know, my family. My daughter is a recovering alcoholic. It took a long time for me to get her to understand that she needed help, number one, that she needed to make changes in her life, number two, and to continue, you know, on the positive path that she developed. She had been in different recovery places too. So, it's just a lot of work. You got to be willing to do it, you know. And I, you know, my therapist took me to Antigua to work with prestigious therapists from around the country. And let me tell you, I had panic attacks. I dissociated, you name it, and cried because I had three suicides in my family. So I needed to let go of the grief that I felt because I never did. I didn't know how to do that. So they allowed me to do it, and they held me, let me cry, you know, helped me to work through it. And I was a different person after I came home from that experience. It was a week intensive therapy. And that
worked.
Really changed. Yeah, it really made a difference in my life, yeah.
Wow. Well, you give people hope. I love that. Claudette, Betty, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for interviewing me. Thank you so much.
Those well well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To introduce you to this author is such a talented woman, and we welcome her to America tonight. Boy, in our off-air conversation, I was thinking about this. You know, she got a law degree, interior designer, moved on to technology, really, really has pushed the envelope and more. And her book is called Embolden Woman. Think about that. Embolden Woman, Unapologetically Me. Of course, you get the book on Amazon, Apple, Google, Ingram Spark, all those great places. And she's got a website, too. I'll throw it out at the beginning, emboldenwomen.com. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me here, Kate. It's good to be here.
So you are an emboldened woman, and like the title of your book, Emboldened Woman, you're trying to do that. Let's talk about your path and why you wrote the book. What motivated you to write the book?
So the main reason I wrote this book is since I was a little girl, I've always had this passion for gender equality. And the way I was raised by my father was there was no difference between a boy, girl, or man, woman, and that's what I saw around me. But then when I started growing up, I started to realize a lot of the world doesn't really see it that way. And that's why I've always had this itch to do something for the women, for the girls, and I'm very passionate about gender equality, girls' education, and women being at every seat at every table. So that's what kind of inspired me to want to write the book. I had all this stuff in my mind, and I thought, what is the best way to communicate this to the rest of the world globally? So that's what started my journey to write the book. And my book is about influencing and inspiring women and girls to learn to break the barriers of the so-called society norms and teach them how to live their life on their own terms without any inhibition, right, with full courage and confidence, not being controlled by others' mindsets, but having the power to deal with their own consequences instead of someone else driving them.
I love that. So dealing your own destiny. And tell us more. That's great. You told us a little bit about the book there by saying that. How do you break those barriers, those norms? And, of course, they can get the book and they'll be able to go really deep on this. But give us a little bit of some of the tools that you say that can help with confidence, et cetera.
Yeah. So my book, I have broken them into different chapters. Like, it starts with the first chapter where you start to analyze yourself, focus on your own mind of understanding your own subconscious biases, dealing with emotional intelligence, how you see people in front of you, understanding the subtle messages that people pass around for women. A lot of the time, women are not even fully aware of when they're getting discriminated or when they're not being given that equal opportunity, right? So my first chapter is all about opening the mind. And then from there, I get into the thought process of, it's always easy to fight one or two people, right? Fighting a mind is easier than fighting the mindset. Then I get into explaining, how do you really deal with the mindsets? And I use a lot of real-world examples of myself, my siblings, some friends or people in the community have worked with, and how they have kind of broken that barrier. So you get some tools in that. And each chapter has like a problem statement of what we need to look for, and then I explain the action and how we can be the fighters instead of the victims, and then how you can master those techniques. That's my pattern in each chapter. And I focus on work-life balance, on self-efficacy, confidence, courage, empowering and uplifting women. So that's how the chapters weave in. There's a chapter that focuses on how to maximize your opportunity with every failure, right? Failing is not bad, but how you learn from the failure and move on in life, I hope focus on that, which is not just for women, even for men, but heavily focused on why society is failing women, how society can get better at that with that agile mindset, have that concept in there. And then I also talk about the talents, the strengths, the power of education for women, why it is so important, and all different ways how different people in different parts of the world fight for that basic right to get educated. And sometimes we who are in discomfort zone take it for granted, but there is a lot we can do as women to support one another, help empower and enable each other. And that's where each chapter focuses, not just on you, but how can you be a better support system for others? And you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a well-known public figure to help another woman. There's always people around us who are examples of that, and we can be that as well.
Oh, I love that. So well said. So you have this great father who, it doesn't matter, man, woman, boy, girl, I mean, yay, what a great atmosphere to grow up in, and one where he really allowed you to be you. So you take that and then you go out into the world, and you said it at the beginning. What was it like for you in the beginning? Tell us your personal journey.
So I come from India, and I moved to United States when I was 21. So growing up in India, like I was like growing up in 80s, 90s India as a little child, I was always of the opinion that men and women are equal just because that's how my family was. Like, my dad never discriminated, my mom never did. But then I started to realize as I started to become a teenager and a woman, wow, the world's not as easy as it used to be when I was a little girl, just because I didn't see a lot of things coming. And then when I moved to United States is when I realized no matter which part of the world you are in, the problems facing women are universal. There is different subtleties in how you're discriminated or given the back seat. And that has been my goal, is don't shy away from having the conversation when you see that somebody is pushing you around or not letting you be who you are. And to me, my journey started when I was 8. I remember reading in a newspaper one time, women being burnt on for dowry. That's when I told my dad, it just bothers me. What do I do about it? And my father's words were, you can change the world only if you have ability and knowledge to do so. And that stayed with me all my life. I think that was when my journey of this whole empowerment started, is first of all, I need to have that empowerment for myself. And I need to live the life unapologetically if I want to influence and enhance other women. And since as a little girl growing up, I think that's been part of my subconscious mind, is
always to be unapologetic for who I am, live the life authentically. But authenticity is very important for us women. And I feel like my whole journey has been that, be it growing up in India, going to school, participating in different competitions. Debate was my major focal point as I was growing up because I felt like I'm always having my voice. That belief in your voice is how I've grown up all my life. And then when I moved here to United States, I realized, wow, it's not the same. And then me, I'm a woman of color wearing a hijab. I started my work in a very male-dominant industry. And I started to realize things that I didn't think were easy all the time for women to deal with. But for me, it's all about having the conversation. Instead of feeling victimized or instead of taking a backseat, open up yourself to have and challenge the people and have the conversation. So all my career of 25 years, I have always seeked out opportunities for myself. I have not shied away to have a conversation when I feel like something is not right. And I always tell women, go with your gut instinct. If something is wrong in your gut, you know something is wrong. Don't believe that you have to pretend and just go along with things. So that's how my life journey has been, be it in personal life or professional life. Being unapologetically who I am, not that I don't want to apologize if I make a mistake, but the point is, accept me for who I am. I don't need to change for me, for my authentic self, to please and appease to the world. And that's how I lead my life, and that's how I'm growing my daughter. And I like to always influence women to think, to always respect their own authenticity.
Wow. So as we sum this up and talk about your book, and I mentioned at the beginning that Embolden Women Unapologetically Me, that you can get it. You can go to the website, emboldenwomen.com. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble, all of that. And you're saying it. You're weaving this, Rakshan, in the conversation. But what do you hope that people take away from reading your book, women take away from reading your book?
Number one thing is not to shy away from a conversation. Amplifying the voice of women in all aspects of life and have a strong will to make decisions for themselves. And then I'm also wanting to convince the women that education and self-sufficiency is very important. When you take away the dependency on others, you take away the control from them and you have full independence to live your life, for which the two important things are education and self-reliance or self-sufficiency. And that's what my whole book is about, is having the power in your own hand, the destiny in your own hand. And I think that's what I want women and girls who read my book to get from this, is that whole value of your own empowerment, it's in your own hands. But to do that, you need to really focus on your education, your self-reliance. But also there are a lot of tools I talk in the book about how you build your diversity, your inclusion, your subconscious mind assessment, as well as how you really understand people in front of you, leveraging some emotional intelligence tactics so that you know how you, who you're dealing with and how you deal with them. So it's all about reaching those voices in your mind and making sure that you're really having a good influence on yourself but also on others around you, and be able to enhance and uplift one another.
Perfect place to end this. Rakshan Syed, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.